This is from Tyler Dunn's interview with me yesterday, or excuse me, a Saturday morning on Infinity Sports Network. Did you get to listen to it at all?
I actually did. I did. I was waiting for
you listened to some of it?
I was waiting for, well, I had the kids right in front of the TV. We found it. I didn't know how to get the Odyssey set up on the TV, and eventually we figured it out. And we were waiting at 9 o'clock. Was it 9 o'clock? When did you have Pony on?
I had Pony at 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were waiting for the explosive conversation.
He was agreeable. He was very agreeable, and it kind of threw me off. He said a lot of things that I've been saying about the Pittsburgh Steelers over the last 18 months. Like, he agreed with me. He didn't necessarily agree. I know it got out there on the internet. He didn't agree with me on the whole T.J. Watt, Myles Garrett thing. That got clipped by somebody and taken differently. But he agreed with a lot of what I was... Well, what's the matter? What are you shaking your head for, Owen? About, oh, you just talk about Pony agreeing with me?
Do the show.
Oh, you were shaking your head. I thought you wanted to say something on the air. I'm sorry.
I will sit here like a statue from
now
on.
Tyler Dunn...
you are my Medusa.
Tyler Dunn joined me an hour earlier in that show on Infinity Sports Network, and he had a zesty little nugget.
I mean, for so long in Green Bay, you can see it from the press box. Oh, this is going to be a touchdown because he's going to make that guy miss. He's going to know where you're vulnerable on the back. End. He's going to get outside of the pocket, and he's going to create. He's going to improvise. He's going to make a play with Jordy Nelson, Devontae Adams. He can't make that play anymore. He's got to be a pocket, timing-based, quick-game passer, and I just don't see that being effective, especially in the division. I mean, give me the Cleveland Browns playing at quarterback over Pittsburgh at this point, because at least there's a little forward thinking.
I don't want to say I agree with him because I don't want to be taken as a homer. Of course, I've done all this work over 14 years. What the hell is one more argument, right? Because the Browns plan, why I say I'd rather have the Browns plan is it comes with a caveat of a second first-round draft pick next year. I don't think that can be understated. Like, the Steelers are never that bad. We are at times that bad. The Steelers are never really that terrible. And I happen to hear what he's saying, and I think the Steelers are not, and this is what Pony was saying where I agree with him on, or he agreed with me. The Steelers are like in, but they're not all in. Their goal is to win a playoff game, apparently, and I'm going, man, you've brought in Aaron Rodgers. That shouldn't be your goal. Your goal should be to go for a Super Bowl, or if not, then what is this all for? Then it should be Mason Rudolph and then Will Howard. It shouldn't be him, yes.
Well, are they talking about a future in Pittsburgh? Because at least right now in Cleveland, you can talk about a future. I don't know if it's bright or not, but there's a potential at a future right now.
Okay, so here's how, because I thought what he said was crazy about the, he made it sound like, I'm talking about Tyler Dunn, right?
Yeah.
He made it sound like right now the Browns have a better quarterback situation than the Steelers. Well, I don't agree with that. I think Aaron Rodgers is better than anything we have. But if you wanted to say that we have the better mechanism to get the quarterback of the future than they do. Well, that's true because
we're supposed to be bad. Will Howard needs a year on the bench and then he's going to come in and be the next thing, right? Or Mason Rudolph is going to be the next thing.
No, which is funny because we had fans that wanted Will Howard really bad.
Oh, there's people wanting to say that about Will Howard.
And they wanted him more than Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel.
Correct. There's reasons why.
There's people who are willing to say that about Will Howard, but this is my issue and this is why I will take the Browns quarterback situation. I think the Browns quarterback situation is more based in reality than what the Steelers are. Because you're not all the way in. If you were all the way in, that you would talk about being real and you would just sign TJ Watt to the money and say, damn the torpedoes. You don't bring in Aaron Rodgers just to go to the middle. You don't bring in Aaron Rodgers just to make the playoffs and win a single playoff game. For what reason? What reason does that give anybody? You could go to the play. Guys, it's the Steelers. Mason Rudolph could turn around and hand the ball off to somebody and they would still be, maybe they would be not a playoff team, but they would still be 9-8, maybe 8-9, but I don't think they would go under 500. So why do you bring in Aaron Rodgers? Why do you leave out TJ Watt? See, that's my issue, why I think, yeah, you know what, I'd rather the Browns quarterback situation, even though I'm hearing from Zach when he's on with us, the stuff I was paying attention to because I'm an ass, but the stuff that Zach said about Kenny Pickett where, yeah, Kenny Pickett could be the first guy cut. He could also be the week one starter. That doesn't give me much thought in what the Browns are able to do this year. If there's an odd man out in the quarterback room, who is it?
Based on what I think right now and who it would be, that would be Kenny Pickett. But I think it's way too early to say that with any, because, like, I guess I won't be stunned if Kenny Pickett's the week one starter. I think it's fair to wonder if Shador will ever play a real down. Do I think he has the talent to potentially be a starting quarterback in this league? Yes, but potentially, eventually, not this September.
So I hear what he says, and that doesn't give me any confidence in the season as it is. But in the grand scheme of things, if Aaron Rodgers is only there to get you to the middle, I still have two first-round picks I can work with, and I can go out and get my guy. Not named Arch Manning. I can go out and get my guy. Whoever that guy may be, there will be somebody in this draft class coming up worth taking wherever the Browns would be, and they'll make sure of it because they'll have an extra draft pick there.
Which is huge. So, yeah.
So that's why I have to say it's not me being orange or brown colored glasses. I think we'll split with the Steelers this year. I think we'll win one and lose one, probably lose one out there, win one here. I think that that's probably how that's going to go because that's how it's been over the last 6 years with Kevin Stefanski. You win one, you lose one with him. But
he's the Steeler killer half the time.
Half the time. It's more than a lot of other guys were able to do, so, you know. But that's why it gives me a little bit more confidence in the Browns situation, why I want to agree with Ty Dunn. I think Ty's looking at it from 30,000 feet going, what team's better set up for future success? What team is doing that? And because the Steelers are not willing to go all in, I have to hold them back. And I have to agree with Tyler about it. The Browns are in a better situation long term at the quarterback position, it would seem, for a lot of people, unless I'm wrong. Just because the only reason you would say they're not better off for the future is because you are paying attention to the history altogether and you're not thinking about the future. History has told us many, many times over with a baseball bat over the head that the Steelers are in a much better situation at the position. But as they sit right now, unless Will Howard becomes the next big thing, and maybe he does, as they sit right now, the Browns are better positioned.
It's so funny. I had forgotten until this conversation that they had Will Howard. Which is so funny because the Will Howard thing with our fans, I think we got to certain levels of crazy because, hey, they watched a bunch of Buckeye fans here in Northeast Ohio watched and celebrated him go on a national championship run, and it had them almost give him like a 3-round bounce.
They won him at 33. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, what I'm saying about Will Howard is I'm still worried like he could go out there and end up being good. I'm going by what the NFL is telling me right now. When you take him in the 6th round, the NFL is telling you that no, that he ain't going to be that guy, that he needs to focus on being a backup. Okay, we'll find out. So if I'm basing it on what the NFL is, okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take the Browns situation better because I don't think it's about this year. And it's hard for me to believe after hearing Tyler, and you can hear that, and in talking to Pony on Saturday morning, it's hard for me to believe that they're all in for this year, the Pittsburgh Steelers. So if they're not, then what was all this for? You're not going to move on from Mike Tomlin if you don't have a season that goes to a playoffs. You're not going to move on from some of these guys. You're not going to. So why would you bring in any of the other? Why? Because Micah Fitzpatrick was upset. So you jettisoned him for Jalen Ramsey, who's also pretty upset. You're just going to switch those roles. It's nonsensical to me.
It is. I know we got to go.
So they have to be all in.
I almost feel like the NBA and the NFL have totally swapped because we're sitting here having a discussion about like the Steelers, like they're going all in, but does anybody expect them to like be better than the Chiefs or the Bills? No, there's nothing they could do that would make you feel that way. That's how I felt about the NBA like 5 years ago. And now they've totally switched. Like the NBA, I think more teams think they can actually win the championship than there are even in the NFL. It feels like you're hopeless when you're in the same conference as Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen.